Blog
Thank you for
radio.
The prayer, because I just got relieved of four little kids.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love. It never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep, it's so hard about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want to walk like it's all like, just like you did. Want to be like it, live like it, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live, totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go, that we'll know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go. God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been hard. What to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop, a.k.a. Apostle, a.k.a. Pastor, a.k.a. Prophet Shalene Cook, and I am blessed on tonight to welcome you all once again to another installation of All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I pray that you have something to write with, to write on, and of course, you have your Bibles, and get ready to receive from our anointed host and facilitator and the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you all. And I thank God that you're here. that you're here to hear. Amen. I'm going to just have a brief word of prayer before we get into the topic tonight. And the topic tonight is reconciliation. Praise God. And we will be sharing in that and even a little bit that we've already had in the previous Bible study. All right. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Coming to you because we know that we can.
Yes.
So I'm asking tonight, Lord, that you would bless us. First of all, we want to just thank you for who you are. Thank you for
taking such
good care of us.
Yes.
Meeting out the needs of this day. Watching over us and keeping your hand of protection upon us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord,
yes,
that
Lord.
We
thank you.
Are able to come before you. We thank you. Hallelujah. And when we come before you, we know that you're going to hear our prayers. And
yes,
we know that
Lord.
You're going to answer them. So we come
you,
with
Jesus.
Expectation in the mighty name of Jesus. But I'm asking, Lord, that you would forgive us, forgive me. If there's anything in me that might be displeasing to you tonight, or in anyone that's listening in tonight, that you would remove
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
That you would surface it so that we can fix
Jesus.
It
please,
in
sir.
Jesus' name. If there's need for forgiveness, we ask, Lord, that that will take place in the mighty name of
Lord
Jesus.
God.
And we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for being present with us tonight.
Yes, Lord God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And I pray that he will word my mouth.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's been quite a busy day, but God. But God.
But
hallelujah.
God.
Yes, he's with us. Always.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And all the time. We're never without him. Never without his presence. Never without his love. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for that tonight.
Thank you.
Reconciliation, I just want to say, is so important. So important to the body of Christ. And the reason that it is because Jesus has done so much for us. I mean, we have been reconciled. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's all because of our Savior's blood that was shed on Calvary for you and for me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we have so much to be thankful for because, you know, in the beginning, I'll go to Genesis. I won't go to it in the word, but just speaking of it, when God created Adam and Eve, he set them in a garden where they would not have to worry about anything at all I mean, they really had it made. But sin entered in because they evidently, I'm just saying it, that they felt like God was holding out on them with the tree that he told them not to partake of. And they listened to Satan. And that's how, that's in the beginning, how we became enemies to God. And so then we had need of a Savior.
Yeah.
Because sin had entered in to the world, entered into us.
Yeah.
You know, when we were born, we were born into sin.
Just sin, yeah.
And everyone that is born into sin due to the fall of Adam and Eve, the first couple. Amen. But even with that, God made a way that we could be reconciled back to him. Praise God.
Lord.
Because when sin entered in, we were separated from God. In fact, you know, we didn't want any part of him. But God made a way. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
And I'm thankful for it. And I'm sure you all are too, that really understand and know God, hallelujah, and know what it's what it was all about. He loved us. God the Father loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that we could be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we needed to be saved. That was the only way we could be, was by the one that was perfect, the one that was pure. Hallelujah. The only one that could, hallelujah, allow it to be. Praise God. And he laid down his life for each and every one of us so that we would have the right to eternal life, hallelujah, and live with him forever and ever, hallelujah, only needing to die but once and then to live forever, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's really something. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to share a little bit reconciliation, and then we're going to go to some scriptures. And in these studies, what it's really doing is bringing about, so that we all can get it and understand, the purpose of our lives. Praise God. So tonight we have reconciliation. We started off with prayer, and the last Bible study was on unity, which is so important, praise God. Because even when we think about reconciliation actually brings that about so that we can be in unity with one another, with our family, with the body of Christ, and that is just such a blessing. How he laid it out so that we could all be together, hallelujah, that we could be one as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, hallelujah. So the example was set for us a long time ago, hallelujah. Okay, reconciliation is the restoration of a relationship, hallelujah. A relationship that needed to be restored, and that was us needing to be restored back to God. Hallelujah. And to come into a harmonious state after a dispute. And this is what reconciliation is really about. I mean, even when we look at it today, oftentimes there's discord in the body of Christ, whereas whoever, it could be a couple of people, it could be more, but need restoration to restore, hallelujah, once, or rather what they once had. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So just like I was saying, with Jesus, you know, dying for us so that we could be reconciled back to him, we also need it in the body of Christ where we can be reconciled back together with one another. Amen. And so that brings about forgiveness. And if we're not willing to forgive others, then the Bible lets us know that the Lord, you know, will not forgive us. So forgiveness is very, very important. And, you know, as reconciliation is, it takes forgiveness, praise God, to actually restore peace between relationships. Hallelujah. You know, often we see one at fault and one may be innocent, okay? But somebody needs to be strong enough, willing enough, caring enough, loving enough to want to restore. Praise God. Hallelujah. To want to come together and forgive. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are even times when there is a situation that happens or a discord and, you know, people get angry or what have you and don't want to forgive. But
that's
if we
right.
really have the love of Christ in us, somebody should have enough love, whether it's their
come
fault
on.
Or not.
All right
forth.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Willing to restore.
Yeah.
Come on.
Willing to bring about peace
mm-hmm.
in this separation or in this fault or whatever it is, whatever caused it. Praise God.
Yeah.
So that we don't get so angry
mm-hmm.
that we sin. Praise
yeah.
God. And we know...
That's
we know
right.
that we know where anger can take us. Anger can take us into bitterness. Anger can take us into hatred.
Yeah.
And anger
come
can
on,
even
please.
take us even worse than that, where we want to
yeah.
hurt somebody.
All
where
right.
We want to kill
speak
somebody.
True.
Yeah.
Speak true.
Yeah.
But it's really
yeah.
the truth. It's really the
it's
truth.
It's true.
And so, yeah. so we have to be so careful in the body of Christ and continue to remember who we are and who reconciled us back to him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's
amen.
Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
And so when we look at
glory.
It that way, and we should be looking at it that way all the time because, you know, who are we? You know, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all
yeah.
had need of a Savior. There's not one of us, not even one of us, hallelujah, that did not need to be forgiven.
That's
we
right.
All needed to
amen.
Be. And we need to think about the one that really, really forgave us. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He bought us. He bought us back. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we were full of sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he bought us with a price that we cannot pay ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
His life. Praise God. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. All right. Let's go to the scriptures. And I think the first one will be 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Praise God. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 18th through the 20th verses. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Starting with the 18th verse, it says, "And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, hallelujah, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses upon them, praise God, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Did you know that? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's called us his ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what Paul was saying to the church, to the Corinthian church. And this word is speaking to us today. And it says in the 21st verse, for he has made him to be sin for us. All right?
Yeah.
Who knew no sin, and that's Jesus, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. In him, by him, and through him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's how we have become righteous. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All through him. Hallelujah. Let's go to, I just want to say this. Jesus' death makes all the difference. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
When Christ died, he was making peace. Making peace through his dead blood. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was actually shed for us.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Romans 5. Verses 9 and 10 for sure. Okay, Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans, the 5th chapter, starting with the 9th verse. Okay, I think I want to read more than that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's start with the eighth verse. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, which we were, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And whose life is that? Nobody
Jesus.
But Jesus.
Yes.
And the 11th verse, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He laid down and died. Hallelujah. But he didn't stay dead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 12th verse says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men.
Yes.
For that all have sinned. Hallelujah. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Praise God. And that was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Hallelujah. For for it through the offense of one, many be dead. But much more, the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded yes. unto many. Hallelujah. Unto many. Hallelujah. He did it for all of us. Hallelujah. Not for just some, but for all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read the 19th verse. It says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And that's how we were made righteous. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
His being obedient to the Father. Hallelujah. Brought righteousness upon us. There was no other way. Hallelujah. There was no one else that could do it. No one else that could die for us. Hallelujah. It had to be one that was perfect, one that was sinless, and there was no other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Colossians, and we will go to the first chapter in Colossians. And going to look at verse 20. And let's see. I think I want to read up above that. let's start with the, I guess maybe the 14th verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what brings about purpose in our lives. We are here for a purpose. There's a reason, hallelujah, for us being here. We were predestined to be here. So we are here for a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, I'll read the 16th verse over again. For by him were all things created that are in the earth and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. We are created by him, but also for him. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why we want to please him, or should want to please him in everything we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we should want to be obedient to him for this reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Please the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Hallelujah. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself by him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. Hallelujah. He's reconciled us from a whole lot of things. Praise God. And in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we want to obey him? Why wouldn't we want to follow him? Why wouldn't we just want to please God and do all the things that he has set out for us to do. Hallelujah. Why wouldn't we want to do his will rather than our own will? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's see. I thought I had some more scripture here, but praise God. Hallelujah. So the more reason that we need to be reconcilers ourselves, the more reason we need to carry out the ministry of reconciliation, making sure that when we bring others to Christ, or when we witness to others, hallelujah, when we go out, hallelujah, and present the gospel, hallelujah, we should be wanting to reconcile others to Christ because we have been. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should be like Jesus, not wanting any to be lost. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Feeling like Paul did when Paul said, by all means, save some. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in our going out and in our sharing our testimonies, sharing what God has done for us, allowing others to know where we once were, praise God, that we were a sinner, hallelujah, and that we are, and saved, but saved by grace, hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
It was grace, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, saving grace. But that saving grace came about because our Savior laid down his life. Hallelujah. He obeyed the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But what we do know, according to scriptures, he died, he was buried, but he rose on the third day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he didn't leave us without. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He left us with the Comforter.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Yes.
When we first accepted Jesus Christ into our lives, hallelujah, our Holy Spirit was present in us then, hallelujah, as he is now, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so with that, we're not without, praise God. We can carry out our purpose, hallelujah. We can carry out the destiny that's set before us. Hallelujah. We can do the things that God has called us to do. Hallelujah. Because he has given us everything we need to work with. Hallelujah. And we're never without him. Praise God.
Man.
He's always
Amen.
With us. We can always depend on him for anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he is righteous. Hallelujah. He is holy. He is unblameable. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no sin in him. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. And even us, even though we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, even now we are covered. Even now, if we do sin, hallelujah.
Yes,
we have a heavenly Father that will yet
yes.
forgive us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So even when some might slip and fall, hallelujah, or go back into bondage or wherever they came out of, hallelujah, they don't have to stay. because he's made a way, hallelujah, for us to be forgiven again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pick up our
Thank
cross.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Again.
Thank
and follow
you,
Christ.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He made the way. Let us not
yes,
forget that the way has been made. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if there are some listening in that are yet in their sins, hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is your appointed time.
This is your appointed time.
You don't have
time.
To remain
yes.
a
yes,
sinner.
It is.
You don't have
yes.
to remain in bondage
That's
to
good.
Satan. You can be yes. free. Hallelujah.
Yes, free
Hallelujah.
Indeed.
And the one that saved us and the one that we serve, hallelujah, will make you free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All you have to do is come to him.
Yeah.
He beckons you to come.
Yes.
He says all of those that are
Jesus.
Heavy laden.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In need of rest. Can come
yes,
and
come
find that rest in him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He's waiting. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's waiting for you. Hallelujah. He's waiting to welcome you. But he wants
yes.
you to come. He's bidding you to come to him.
Right now.
Because he doesn't
yes.
make us do anything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But he made the way for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus. So all we have to do is come to him, accept
Amen.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Acknowledge ourselves as being a sinner. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
But a sinner wanting to be free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can be pardoned tonight. Hallelujah.
Right now.
You can accept
yes.
Jesus tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And know that he laid down his life for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't pick and choose. Hallelujah. He laid down his life for every one of us.
Yes, he did.
No matter where you came from. Hallelujah.
That's right.
No matter
Hallelujah.
What your culture is. No matter
Praise
what
the Lord.
Your race is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank
no
you.
Matter
Not
who your parents
Thank
were.
You.
Praise
Come
God.
On,
no matter
now,
how you got here. Hallelujah.
Teach.
He laid down
yes,
his
ma'am.
Life for every
yes.
one of us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
He did.
Because he,
did.
He loves every one of us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
He does.
There's not one that he doesn't love. So
man.
Accept him. Hallelujah. Come as he's bidding you to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You won't be sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he will teach you his ways. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
And
yes.
through the word of God,
yes.
you will get to know him. Hallelujah. Not only just know about him, but have a relationship with him.
That's right.
Praise God. A right
Hallelujah.
Relationship. Hallelujah. Because when he come,
yes.
when we come to him, he makes us righteous. He does.
Yes,
it.
Yes.
We can't do
he
it. We can't make ourselves live right.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You.
And if it were not for him, we would all, even those of us that have accepted him and are living for him, hallelujah, we couldn't be righteous without him making us righteous.
That's right.
Because we couldn't do it on
Amen.
Our own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We knew nothing right.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. From the beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need it. We needed him. We needed Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he made the way. Hallelujah. No one else did. Hallelujah. But he did. And I thank him tonight. I thank him for it. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm saved
yes.
and sanctified because
yes.
that also came by way of him. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And I'm filled with his precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There, They both mean the same. Thank you,
That's
Lord.
That's right.
So I thank him tonight. Hallelujah. So won't you come to him? Hallelujah. He's bidding you to come. His door is open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus just now. He's waiting for you. God bless every one of you. Hallelujah. And I hope that you got something out of it. And I hope that those that are listening tonight that know God will be reconcilers. Hallelujah. That they will make sure, that we will make sure, hallelujah, that we reconcile someone back to God. And that we also be willing and loving and caring enough to be reconcilers with one another.
Yes, that's right.
In the body of Christ. God bless you all. I'm turning it back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook.
Amen. What a powerful teaching on reconciliation. We are ministers of reconciliation. We have quite a few. We have some of the Spirit Alive family in the house, and we have some All Nations family in the house. And at this time, if you would like to have a word or just praise God along with Apostle Zeta, that you too have been reconciled back to Christ, if you would press your 1, because I'm sorry, Sister Apostle hasn't memorized all of the All Nations family, but we have Minister Tuggle in the house and Minister Gladys and Mother Mitchell and anybody else that would like to have a comment or a word. If you would press your 1 at this time, we would love to hear your praise. We would love to hear your thoughts. Hallelujah. Or just encourage and bless our anointed teacher, because she did a beautiful job. She went precept of all precepts. So if anybody has a problem with what this woman of God says, they better go and take it up with Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the house. Mother Mitchell, I know you always love to tell Apostle Zeta what you learn. So why don't you come on in the room?
Oh, she never ceases to bless my soul, no matter what she talks on. But this lesson is so good, because we had to be reconciled back to God. And it had to be a pure person, as she said, or a pure individual who could do it. And the only one that was pure and free of sin was Christ Jesus. But you know what I like about our new creation he made in us? There is no distinctions vanish. There's no room for, and there can be neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, no differences of nation, color, race. Like you said, he loves us all. Thank you, Bishop. I am so glad I am one of those that he loves. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Glory to God. I say, I know that's right. Minister Tuggle, come on in the room and call him, because we know you're going to shout. Come on and pray.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise him.
I praise God. I praise God for being here. I praise God for what I heard on tonight on reconciliation. We must be reconciled. All of us had to be reconciled.
Yes.
Because we were all born and shaped in iniquity.
That's
right. I like the part where she was talking about forgiveness. And I was reading in the book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, where it says, a soft word turns away wrath.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
A soft word turns away wrath.
Yes, it does.
And when I read that, it got me thinking when I was listening, when Jesus on the cross said, forgive them for they know not what they do.
Yes.
He, with his soft word, he turned us away from wrath.
Yes, it did.
Right.
Come on, that's good, Minister Tuggle.
Right.
forgive them for they know not what they do. He wasn't just saying that for the people that hung him on the cross. Yes, we know it as him saying, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. We all suspect that.
None of us
know
what we do.
Just saying that for the people that hung him on the cross, that lied on him. But he was saying that for the whole entire world.
Yeah. All right now. Come on.
Amen.
For the whole entire
world. Say that.
Yeah.
Because the sins of us were up on his shoulders.
His shoulders. That's right. That's right. Teach now.
Yes, it was.
And so when he said, forgive them for they know not what they do, it was his soft words that turned away our wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So
amen.
I thank God for him forgiving us in his actions of going to the cross. Because if he didn't forgive us, if he didn't forgive us for the sins that we did, he wouldn't have went to the cross. He wouldn't have made a way of escape for us. So by his actions showing, by his actions going to the cross, he said to us that he forgave us for the sins that we did. And he put our sins upon him. And then he said with his soft words, forgive them for they know not what they do. And he turned away.
Thank you, Lord. That's good.
Amen.
He turned away the judgment that we were supposed to have upon us because
we don't have it anymore. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We were meant for death. We were meant for two deaths, a natural death
and
a spiritual death.
But
because of that soft word of, Lord, forgive them for they know not what they do, turned us away from the wrath that was to come upon us. Now
that's
he has
right.
given us a way of escape out of that.
Yeah.
And I like it when she said, when she was talking about forgiveness, if the Lord can forgive us, why can't we forgive others?
Amen.
We must be able
That's
to forgive.
Right.
There are a lot of times where the reason why we remain in the sin that we're in or the place that we're in is because we won't forgive.
That's it.
There's a lot of people that are in places now spiritually and naturally because they will not forgive.
Right.
And the reason why they're because I read it and I'm gonna make this real quick. I read it back in high school. I was doing research on how some diseases form in our bodies and different things, and a doctor wrote it in a news article or something I read, and he said that unforgiveness can bring ulcers. Unforgiveness can bring
cancer, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
natural things to your body, harmful things to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it made me think about the sin that was upon Jesus from us.
Yeah, come on.
The nasty, dirty, nasty sin that was upon us, he took that and put it upon himself.
Yes, he did.
And he was able to take it away from us when we were meant for death. The sickness of sin that was upon us, that was meant for us, that was causing us to be for death, he took it upon himself, and he went to the cross for us. Now, we're not able to forgive like that mighty God forgave us. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. There's a whole lot wrong.
Amen. Say
and
that.
I love. And you can't be, and let me say this, you can't be reconciled with Jesus until you forgive.
That's
you
right.
You can't. You're going to be separated from God until you're able to forgive. I'm finished.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Come, Minister Glass.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, I just want to say I really enjoyed this message on this lesson, Apostle Zeta, because you just, you know, you nailed it. You really nailed it. Because like you said, what I love is you, when you ask, who's going to have enough love? And at the top of the program, I played a song that is entitled A Heart That Forgives. Amen. We must have a heart that is willing to forgive, ready to forgive, ready to the one that's quick to reconcile, you know, quick to be the one that restores. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is a sign of weakness, but it is a sign of power and strength because we are standing on the word of God. And just as Jesus extended that grace, became grace, gave us, you know, grace and mercy, we no longer are going to what we truly deserve. We should be more than willing and ready to extend that to our brethren. Just the Lord, our minister just said, that soft word, Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do. Well, when we're out there with the lost, or even some of those who profess to be saved, they're not perfect.
Yes.
And so we have to be ready to say, oh, Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because at that moment, they're not standing on God's word. Or maybe they're, you know, they're not walking like they have faith, or whatever the case may be. But we still have to say, well, Lord God, instead of, well, I'm going to be mad, like, you know, walking in unforgiveness, we need to say, Father God, forgive them. And then we need to pray for them, pray that we are the ones that are to speak a soft word or a wise word. Then we need to pray to the Lord so he can tell us what we need to do. So that make sure that we are reconciled back to God and we are reconciled one to another. Because how can we walk together? Lest we agree. How can we unity if we're walking around holding grudges and not forgiving one another? So, and how, like, the most important thing is, how can we go up there saying, Lord, forgive me, when we haven't forgiven things 20 years ago? I've often said there are people that are dead and gone that still have power over the living because they are still walking in that unforgiveness of that person that's gone.
Yes. Amen.
You know, now, what is that? We are separating ourselves from God when we don't forgive one another. We are separating ourselves from God when we don't extend the same grace, the same mercy, the same love, you know, the same mind that he shares with all of us. So, Apostle Zeta, I want to thank you for just reminding all of us of that. You know, the body of Christ seems to be so divided. And I think, and I tell people, you know, like I said before, people are talking about all this church hurt, church hurt. No.
Yeah.
You weren't church hurt. You were people hurt.
Thank you.
A person hurt. You know, because God's church is loving. It's accepting. It bears one another's burden. It prays. Like I said, the true church of God hurts no one. But now people, they will hurt you, but you still have to be quick to step up, like Apostle Zeta said. You might, and I've heard Minister Tuggle say this too, you might not need to be the one that needs to be forgiven.
Right.
But sometimes you got to have enough love. You got to be big enough to step to that person and say, you know, did I do something? Did whatever I have done to offend you, forgive me?
Amen.
You know, and get that dialogue started, you understand? So I just, like I said, I really, really enjoyed this this teaching, Apostle Zeta. I'm enjoying this entire series on purpose. I can't wait to hear what comes next. And still, you still have time. If there's anyone sitting in the studio that would like to have a word or a praise, please press your one on your keypad. And I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you are in the chat room and matter of fact, I do have some chats for you, Apostle Zeta.
Okay.
You know, some of the young people, you know, they said it's, you know, they were saying it's hard to want to be a minister of reconciliation when people continue to do the same thing to you. So could you speak to them on, you know, how the Lord, the Holy Spirit will help them to endure during those times, even if these people keep doing the same thing?
Yes, I will be glad to. Yes. Well, you know, God is present with us all the time.
Yes,
He's with you. He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. However, there is Satan, the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to leave us either. But
That's right.
He acts through people. He distracts, you know, and all of these things because He doesn't want you to continue having that right relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to succeed in Christ Jesus.
Come on.
He really wants you back into sin.
Yeah.
And Satan, as the word of the Lord says, He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what He is attempting to do with all of us, really. Young Christians, mature Christians, it doesn't make Him any difference. He wants us to be lost, all right? But we need to focus on what Jesus came to do. And He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to allow Satan to cheat us out of all of the blessings and all of the promises that the Lord has mentions in the word of God. And the more you stay with God, studying His word, being around strong Christians or strong believers, I should say, because a lot of people call themselves Christians,
right,
but they're not really believers of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Not our
say that.
True and loving God anyway. So I just say to you tonight, when you're going through these trials, because you're going to have them, we all will, we're not exempt because we got saved.
That's right.
Those that you know that will pray for you, pray with you, I would suggest call on them in those times that are hard or that you're having a hard time refraining or, you know, not being angry because of what others are attempting to do to you because they're being used by Satan.
Yes.
So those are
is.
The times that you need to call on somebody that's strong in the Lord and ask them to help you. To pray for you. Ask
Amen.
The Lord to help you. One
Amen.
Of one of
That's
my
it.
when I first got saved, one of my most often prayers was, Lord, help me.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can call on Him yourself, but if there's others that you know are strong in the Lord and you know that they're going to pray for you. And they may go farther. They may even minister to you after they pray, but as the Holy Spirit leads them. But try hard not to give in to Satan.
That's right.
Because it doesn't
Amen.
Pass.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. That was awesome. And not only that, I heard Apostle Zeta say during the Monday night prayer meeting, she was letting everybody know that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And he will help you to endure. You know, and it is the power of the Holy Spirit that will cause you, to love in a way that you can love others through whatever it is they're going through, by praying with them, by sharing the word of God with them, you know, just by loving on them, really getting to know. You know, as I tell people, you know what kind of relationship that a person has with God by the kind of relationship they have with others.
Amen.
Because if you have a loving relationship with God, then you're going to be able to be loving with others. You're going to be able to forgive others. And they might do the same thing over and over again. But instead of you getting up, you know, and it might be upsetting. But like Apostle Zeta said, you don't have to sin. And I'll tell you what will help you not to sin faster than anything. Think about that thing you kept doing over and over and over again.
Amen.
What you had to go to God and ask him for over and over and over again. You know, the most important thing she said is we all need to be forgiven. Continually.
Yes.
Because if we don't do it, we say it. And if we don't say it, we think it. So we always need to be before the Lord, asking him to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, asking him to strengthen us, asking the Holy Spirit to stand up in us in a way that everybody will know that we are a disciple of Jesus Christ. This was just this was a phenomenal lesson. I really do appreciate you, Apostle Zeta, and we can have a word of prayer, and I will close the program. Unless Apostle, you have any final comments, ma'am, that you would like to make before we close?
Yes, I do. I have a quick final.
That's fine.
I just want to say that I appreciate one's comments, each one, Mother Mitchell and the rest, Minister Tuggle, thank you so much. I had a day today that was sort of a pressing day, a beautiful day. I never complain because every day the Lord makes every day for us. And I'm thankful. But I thank you for how you came in and filled in the little pockets that that I left out, that I wanted to interject myself. But thank you so much. It just came out in you so clear, and it just well, like they say, put the frosting on the cake. But it put a little more finalization into the message, and I appreciate that. God bless you.
Aww. Well, you know how we do. We're family, and you know, we just like to praise God with you and share the word. And dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for the mighty woman of God. Lord, we just ask right now that you replenish her. Pour back into her as she is poured out unto your people, Lord God. We are so glad, Father God, and we praise you for the believers that are edified and encouraged by this word. We thank you, Lord God, for those that gave their lives to you, Lord God. We just praise you right now, Lord God, that we know that your word does exactly what it sets out to. You send it out to you. So, Lord, we just praise you in advance. We're just thanking you because we know, Lord God, hallelujah, that your holy word went forth, your truth went forth, and it is your truth that It is your truth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That can keep us on the right path. So, Lord, we thank you for the message,
Jesus.
The messenger. I want to thank you, Lord, for each and every one of our family members that was in the house that wanted to share, and those that didn't,
yes.
Father God.
Amen.
We just praise you for the one and all.
Yes.
Because, Lord God, you said when we lift you up, when you are high lifted up, you will draw all men unto yourself. So,
yes.
Lord, I just
yes.
pray, Lord, that there will be those who will go and rectify relationships. They will reconcile. Brothers and sisters will reconcile.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters
yes.
will truly want to reconcile with God. And, Lord, we just pray that they will come to you and truly repent and truly change, Father God.
Yes.
And
yes.
grow and learn
yes.
and prosper as their souls prosper.
Oh, yes.
So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. And, oh, hallelujah, all we say, we just give you the highest praise. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we pray it all. And we thank you for it all, Father God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have indeed all nations Bible study. With the anointed Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah. I just know that your soul was blessed and your spirit was uplifted because mine was, hallelujah. We just pray that you continue to follow us here at the Spirit Alive Network. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Awesome. Amen.
God bless
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless
you. God bless. God bless. Love you all.